Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Forever. I like this song. I still like this song. Sun is going down. We are in LA. I cannot believe it's like 92. Yes, it's so hot.
It is.
It's humid. Crazy. Yeah. It's
super,
humid.
Super hot.
What's going on? But today in a studio, it's pretty nice atmosphere, not only because it's cooler, because it's really hotter. Why is so hot? Because I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hot gentlemen. And I don't remember to have show like that before. Mostly we are mixing people, and mostly I have lots of girls. Gorgeous too. But today, oh my gosh, we'll be talking a very, very important topic for me, for a lot of LA people, a lot of Polish people, and probably
American people too.
A lot of American, and not only. Because we are day before 16th Polish Film Festival, Los Angeles. Unusual. We have 16 years of this amazing festival, and we have our, I call this our because he's our director, a director of this festival with us, Juszkiewicz.
Hello.
And Władysław is many times with us, but, you know, today, this is a very, very important show. We have almost too many talents for 50 minutes. I don't know how I will do that. 50 minutes, and we have so many beautiful, great, and educated, and full of creativity
talented guys,
and they will be playing pretty big role, yes, on a film festival.
Exactly.
No, I don't know. I can introduce all of them, but I think some of them, even when we all share the same roots, we are all Polish. In a way, they have funky mixing journey, life stories going in their lives, and I just cannot wait to share with all of our listeners. Okay, then maybe we'll start Władysław Juszkiewicz, director of 16th year, the amazing 16th year Polish Film Festival Los Angeles. This is so, so big. Do you feel that you got older, or you are still feeling like every year is like younger?
I don't know what I feel today, because before
how
tomorrow.
Do you feel?
But
no. Please, and you are here with us, and that's so important to me. Again, Ilona Europa, host of Accent On for last 3 years. And then also in 1 hour, please, everybody, switch to video channel on LA Talk Radio for like the last 4.5 months or 5 months. We just got chosen to be taped and live. Then everybody who is today here with us and the sirens on the street, we will be in 1 hour on a video channel on cameras, and everybody can see what I'm talking about. These guys are hot. Hot, and we like that a lot. Then yes, Accent On, the best of Poland TV, the best of Poland and Europe, starts in 60 minutes on video channel on LA Talk Radio. Okay, Władyczku, tomorrow, Władysław Juszkiewicz, director of Polish Film Festival, you must be so nervous.
I am. I see the clouds around, so I hope there will be no rain.
Don't even worry about. This is not what you're supposed to God worry about. Please, God, no rain tomorrow.
But this is the time we start with the red carpet and an Egyptian theater, and then the guests from Poland and from Hollywood will be coming and saying hello. And
it's a beautiful gala. Every year is really, really so elegant and so tasty, because we will be having lots of good food and vodkas and
pierogi and vodka, yeah.
I cannot say I'm waiting for this moment.
Why not?
Once
a year you can eat pieroga.
Yes, I'm buying from frozen section mostly, but that's for sure not the same. And, you know, but it's so elegant. Everybody looks beautifully. I have so much trouble to choose anything, because before even eating this pierogi, I feel like, again, from the last year, a little weight, like every woman. Then I'm like, I don't know. But again, I will be in a long black dress and I will be eating pierogi.
No, the gala is not a black dress,
yeah.
But we ask for evening attire. Thanks to that, we have very colorful crowd.
That's, yeah, I like it.
Because if you look at Oscar, everybody is boring, especially men. They cannot, you know, do anything.
You need to describe, express yourself mostly.
But
you
here,
know?
You can create something, yeah.
But you always look hot. And I posted on my Facebook page your picture. That's my favorite one, with this great scarf. You look so hot.
Mm-hmm.
And you cut your hair. I like it. He's a very handsome guy. Okay, then maybe let's introduce our guest. We have somebody who is Polish, but really his accent is a British. How this can happen? I love my accent. It's very funky and forever probably will be this way. But, you know, saying Polish person and with this royal accent sounds great. Who are you?
Hi, my name is Alex Gruz. I'm a film composer. I came for a film festival to promote a film that I wrote music to. It's called Warsaw by Night, and it's a drama.
Warsaw by Night.
That's right, yeah.
It's a film which directed by his mother.
Wow. Wow, family ties. That's amazing. Okay, I don't want to ask what came first, the idea for the movie. Probably first, did mommy knew right away that you'll be the one who'll be writing music?
I think so, because it's quite a modern script and I specialize in electronic music. So.
I know, and I love it because in funky way, Ilona Europa is known as an underground diva for dance electronica music, and I'm crazy about these things. Very, very. I'm just really, electronica is something that I just really, really like, even when I'm classically trained too. But anyway, in music school. Then you are here for how long?
I'm just here for a week, unfortunately. I need to go back to Poland and then the UK.
Oh, that's not unfortunately.
Well, I would have loved to stay longer.
I know. Will you be back, you think?
I would love to, yeah.
This is your first time in LA?
First time in America.
Man! And, okay, that's what we need to know. How do you feel about this town?
I absolutely love it. I really, really love it. It's great. I mean, it's...
It's quite, so it's, different.
It's quite difficult to commute between areas, but it's a really cool place.
Okay, who is driving you?
Well, I was driving myself. I hired a car.
You could switch from the left way of driving to the right?
Yeah,
no problem?
I can. Yeah, that's not a problem. Especially, you've got automatic gearboxes here, so that's not a problem.
Still, it's a problem for me, but it's just... I have so many problems outside. But you are from London, originally from... where do you live in?
I live in Brighton, which is on the south coast of Britain. It's like 50 minutes away from London.
Now, the next question will be right away. You are a musician. I post your gorgeous picture. You're very, very nice and very UK with guitar and you just singer-songwriter style. And even when you are electronica, cool little DJ, little everything. I really like your sound. Now you transitioning into more, still in your style, but really full movie. How long is the movie? 90 minutes?
Yes, 99 minutes. It was originally 150 minutes. It was just cut down because my mum didn't want it to drag, you know.
Oh.
115 or
150. It was 150. Before the first edit that I got, where I was scoring, that was 150.
Then when we put together music, how long music?
Well, it's about 80 minutes of music, but the film has got four... It's one timeline that happens four times, basically, because it's four different stories, four different generations.
Could we say a little? Is this okay if you tell us a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Behind?
So it's essentially a film about women. It's just four different women, different ages, kind of looking for love in a big city, essentially. And they all meet at a place called Warsaw, which is a club in the center of Warsaw. And that's kind of where the timeline combines, you know, that's where they all meet. So a lot of the music was, I wrote background music as well. No, I didn't want to take the music from the production library. So it was quite a lot of it is basically because it happens in the same time, I had to place it. So it's the same song at the same moment, essentially.
Okay, and we have this 4 1-minute, maybe a little bit longer, MP3s from the movie. And just This is very interesting because, like you say, two of them, they have the same title. This is for people who will be maybe a little confused. You need to explain us, because I would love to play them. And they, do we need to play them one after another? That will be the best for people to understand?
I think that would be. So the tracks that I've sent you, those are the tracks that... this is not non-diegetic music. So this is music that isn't in the film. It's music that's... describing what's happening inside of the character, essentially.
My gosh, that's so deep and very, very... I cannot wait to hear.
And so we've got four different characters, yes. And for each of them, because of their different ages, I decided to go for, like, themes, because they all basically go for the same emotion, you know, of fear and loneliness, and then they kind of overcome the emotion. That's when the catharsis happens, you know? So that's why you've got four tracks here. One of them is called two of them, yeah, that's where they all meet, okay. In the film.
And it's Renata, it's called that's the name of the character. That's good. We start knowing this movie before even will be released. That's so beautiful. And what is your name of your mommy's name?
Her name is Natalia Korenska.
Hi Natalia. Oh, I love this name. I have Natasha, Natalia, my daughter. I really like this name, Natalia. Okay, then, is this a good time right now to play?
It's a good time to play, yeah.
Okay, then I will play, then you can tell us a little bit of the second one and third one. That's
absolutely
what we'll do, because people need to know what composer meant and how he felt when he wrote this piece. Okay, mood is pretty mellow, but still something's happening. It's a little nervousness when I listen to this little shortcut, yes? Then describe, because now we need transition to the second version, yes, of the same,
yes,
so song, how we can call this.
So that was the kind of tension scene for Renata, which is the youngest character. Ooh. She's about 18 in the film.
Okay.
And she is lesbian, and she's going to Warsaw to... She's from outside, from the suburbs of Warsaw. She's going to Warsaw pretending that she's going for an open day for a medical school, but actually she's going to see her girlfriend. I can't give away anything more.
No, we don't. But
this is where...
the second part, which is titled the same way, except has another name.
Yes, so the second tune is for...
Maya.
Maya, yeah. Maya is about 35 years old, and she has got a boyfriend, but they're not really getting on very well, and she's unhappy in that relationship. She doesn't feel like he's good enough for her, essentially, and she, during the course of the night, she runs away from him, essentially. So, yeah, that's the tension theme for her.
Okay, I want this one. Closer to my age, I wish.
Thank you.
Okay, Maya is more complicated for sure. She's got her issues. The music is, in a way, similar but really deeper. Yeah. And I'll say, if I will be a psychological doctor, this girl has problems. Okay,
but
I like
you
it a lot. Okay,
yes. You want to see the problems and
yes.
find out what's going on? Please come to Lemley Noho 7 on Wednesday, October 14, at 9 o'clock. See the film Warsaw by Night and meet Alex. Will be Q&A with him. And second screening is on the Thursday on October 22nd at Royal Theatre. Unfortunately, Alex won't be there, but you can still see the film.
That's beautiful. That's what we really need to put accent on this information. Tomorrow we have opening night, but really festival starts right after.
After that, and Noho 7 for 9 days, and for 7 days in the Royal, Lemley Royal.
And again, if everybody, anybody, because the European and Polish cinema is just one of the coolest in the world, and I think a lot of people know about it, but they have trouble to just reach out even to Polish Film Festival, then we need to give them the website.
The website is www.polishfilmla.org. The all description about the films and the guest and directors and composer, in this case, of Alex.
That's beautiful. And again, everybody can go to Facebook to Accent On and second show the on the video channel, Accent On, the best of Poland and Europe. I listed everybody who is in the studio, and of course, the links are there, and especially for the festival, because if you plan to see many movies. 60, how many?
64 films.
64 oh. films. Shorts.
Shorts, animation, documentary, and future films.
This is like a Christmas before Christmas. When
exactly.
We need to go and we need to see them. We need to make a difference. And that's what Władek Juszkiewicz is doing for 16 years. He's teaching us how to love Polish cinema.
And not only love, but discover.
And discover.
Because we have jurors who have seen the films first time being a juror. And we have one this year too. And they are so surprised and really like the films. And that they never know that this kind of films are made there.
Gosh, I'm so, so sure. Like I said, last year I took Natasha Miraya with me to the festival. She brought another friend from USC. They both are students from USC. And I'm telling you, they were mesmerized by it, what they saw. That is just so different and so thought-provoking movies. Then please, people, you just get out of the couch, and reality show doesn't exist anymore for the 2 weeks.
Everybody will find something for themselves.
Absolutely.
The program is very diverse, so...
Lovely. Then, okay, we have two more guests. And we have also Marek Bacik, who is co-host for Accent on the Best of Poland and Europe on video channel. He's here with me. Marek, you will be tomorrow with us on opening too, yes?
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely.
I'm so happy you'll be driving us, me and Natasha.
I'll be a driver, you know.
You're
a
good
driver.
I got
my license yesterday, so
yeah,
that'll be good.
That's cool, and thank you so much. And then, okay, no, I cannot say nothing. We have some musician... turn filmmaker, turn really hot guy also, and okay.
All hot guys. I don't know. Did you just call them in or what is it?
I don't know. I have a right to do that. I'm
literally,
much
I feel like
older
I'm
than everybody here.
I usually don't go to Chippendales,
but that's why.
I feel like it.
Then Marek, let's talk about art. Okay, who do we have here?
It's my turn, I
that's
guess.
Right.
I love it. Because you were singing before we started the show, I asked you a little bit, can you sing something for us? Your voice was beautiful. You have very baritone-like, you know, sounding voice. And I have also found out that you are a musician and singer-songwriter. Then, you know...
And I'm not a Chippendale, yeah.
No, you are not. You are not. Marek wants to do this whole life, but somehow...
We need to maybe give
him a chance, send him to Vegas and see if he can make $1 of it.
That's right.
Okay, then, yeah. Could you introduce...
Yes.
Yourself to us.
My name is Wojciech Frey-Lewis. I'm a Highlander from Nowy Targ, from Poland, south side. I've been in the United States for 12 years, but LA is pretty new to me. I've been here for a year.
You know what? You said 12 years in USA. We were talking a little bit about what's happened. You know, you were studying in Warsaw in really, really cool theater school. more.
Then
you just decided to visit America for 3 months, and whole life went upside down for you. And 12 years later, you are right now in LA. You are also studying.
Yes, that's true. Basically, when I want to go back a little bit, when I was a little boy, I always knew I would end up in LA. I don't know. I would always carry this feeling. When I got to my older days, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to move to the United States, stay in Chicago for a year, learn some English, go to New York, do some acting for a year, and then within the next year, so that's 3 years, I would end up in L.A. It took me 11 years.
Yeah. 11 years, but...
To come to L.A. Yeah.
But you No. 11 years, in a way, that's not too long if you are working towards your dream.
Oh, yeah.
Because you didn't see it, and you didn't dream. You were doing
your... It's just funny how life, you know...
I know, you know, you don't want to know my story, but, you know, it's much longer. You will one day. It's really, yeah, you're right. For all of us, probably. You wake up one day... You know, I always knew that I would be a performer. I always knew, that's for sure. I always knew I would be a musician. I never, ever went left or right from being one in Poland, in America. Then until 3 years ago, I just decided something that was in my head. I was hoping to have my own radio show and talking about people with an accent who are doing great things in America, and just bring the good side of having an accent, and just proving how cool people we are with this funky accent like mine and many, many different, how much we bring to this world, you know, with our culture, with our way, how we talk, how we clothe, how we, everything, what we do. And
with,
of course,
our accent.
That's because of our accent. You are right. And who would think, you know, and I'm 3 years on the air and doing, I think, okay job, good job. I have great guests. And now, like I said, you have very little accent. Your accent is practically, like, removed. I don't know. What did you do? How did you study?
I've been working on it. But the thing is, I always wanted to remove it. And then somebody told me, you know, just let it be.
Yes.
Be who you are. And that's what I realized. I have to go back to my roots, which is Poland, you know. I moved away from Poland for a while and wanted to become an American. I'm not an American. I mean, right now I am. I have dual citizenship. But deep down, I'm a Polish guy. And I think that's what it is. It's kind of like a blending two cultures and finding something in the middle.
And you know what is amazing for everybody who listens to our shows? I know our show is well listened because I think people understand the vulnerability of people who come here. We so much try to become one of everybody who walks on the street, but really, all of us, we are holding inside of our hearts hundreds of years of our grandparents' parents' lives and memories. And what can I say? I think Eastern European memories are so deep, and you just cannot get rid of them, and I think you want to hold to them forever. What about your filmmaking? How close is this attached to what Poland and Poland means to you?
Right now, I'm in the process of writing something bigger. It's a story of an immigrant, a Polish immigrant, who ends up on the street in the United States. I've been listening to different stories. All of my friends who live in Chicago, New York, and they share their lifetime stories with me. And I myself lived one. And I would love to put that in the film, in the script, and show that, you know, the Polish guy, Polish person, is not just the one who, like some people might think, is the guy who we can make joke about. Because we, as you said before, we carry so much deep down from our history. And it's in our heart, in our soul. And
people think we are dark. I don't know we are dark. Like, oh, Eastern Europeans are dark. We always see the sad part of life, and I think in a way, yes, we are more melancholic than most of people that I know who are not Polish people. I think we are old souls for sure. Then if you bring this to the film, do you think outsiders will see you more as a Polish director or more as a whole world, American director, movie maker?
I don't think about that because this is not up to me. I'm not making films to satisfy people. I'm just coming up with an idea about a film, about the project. And if somebody likes it, that's great. If somebody doesn't like it, there are other films. We can't satisfy everybody.
No.
Yeah.
So this is basically very simple.
Okay, then as an artist, you think you are free to say, I don't care about what people think?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I care about what I believe.
Okay.
And as an artist, I try to put that on a bigger project and show it to people. And if somebody wants to have a conversation, because I'm going to value also, you know, the negative comments. Yeah. And I will never criticize for that. I will just take it under consideration, and for the next project, I will think twice before I start doing something new. So it's all about, you know, conversation, and it's very hard to be right in everything.
You're right. But you said something worth belief, that you believe that what are you doing is a right for the moment that you are in. Yes, because I really like that. You know, I think a lot of artists, they really don't know what they believe in. Like you say, some people believe that I need to believe what people think about me. And other people say, what mama think about me. And other people, oh, my gosh, what if I will be irrelevant tomorrow? Or not anymore. You know, people have so much, sorry, in America, like they are scared of belief that what they represent, that's enough, good enough to just voice their own selves in a project that they do. And I find this very fresh because you say, I believe that what I will bring, I will listen to people after I deliver. But in the moment when you create stuff, you believe. You believe that that's the right picture that you are painting.
If you start guessing based on people's opinion too early, your project will be never finished and will be totally different from the idea you started.
Very, very important.
This is very hard.
Thank you for telling that. That's really, really important. This is like a message for everybody who listens. You know, maybe the old souls from Eastern European countries who are almost Americanized, and we are double citizenships, then we don't really know who we are. But deeply, we really do know. And I think I'm a very strong believer in what I do. I just don't let people to take these things away from me, ever.
If you want to see Wojtek film,
yes,
that's right.
Please come, Wojteczku,
come to the Royal Lemley Royal Theatre on Sunday, October 18th. And his short film plays together with Body by Małgorzata Szumowska. And you can meet Wojtek and talk to him about his film.
Wow. That's really, really good. And everybody goes to Facebook, Accent On and Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe. I have all links to everything what we are talking today about. Okay, we'll come back to you. We have one more guest, and I need to say, he's hot too. And
Nana, stop it.
Oh, I need to say it, you know, it's just, come on.
Okay, fine.
Okay, you're hot. Okay, now a little bit your life story. Closer to microphone, yes, we have this cute...
My life story?
Yes, a little bit fast forward. You were born?
Yes, I was born in London.
Gosh!
And to Polish parents.
Yes.
Nomads. Refugees. Well, not refugees, but my grandmother was in Siberia and she escaped.
That's a very, very big story here. Already a movie in the making.
I think it is, yeah.
Of course.
She ended up trekking around the whole world, being kind of scuttled around refugee camps, British refugee camps. She was in Palestine, in India, in Uganda, in Kenya. And finally she settled on the shores of England. And had my father and my uncle, and then spent the rest of her life in New York. She actually passed away in February of this year.
I'm so sorry.
So it was a very sad year for us, but she meant a lot to me, you know? And I think when I consider my Polishness, a lot of it comes from her. All of it comes from her. And she instilled in me a great belief of, you know, the Polish of the Second Republic, maybe, because that's what she remembers.
Yeah.
Piłsudski's Poland from 21 to 39, you know?
Oh.
And she was 18 when the war broke out. So for her, she was sort of ripped from the bosom of Poland and held that in her thoughts and her memories her whole life.
We are talking Siberia.
Poland. When she was when she was a child, until 1939, she was in Poland. And that's what she remembers. She never lived in communist Poland. She only visited once, actually. But so this is kind of the Poland that I learned about.
But your father lived in Poland for a little bit.
My father grew up in New York because, as I said, she emigrated eventually to New York in 1951, I believe.
And so my father grew up in New York, but when he was 18, he thought, you know, I should go back to Poland and meet my family. So he went there and met my mother, who's from the Mazury, the Mazurian Lake District in the Northeast, and they got married. And since then, well, you know, we've been traveling a lot as a family. So I actually never lived in Poland, but I grew up living in Saudi Arabia, in the Philippines, in Libya, in Cyprus, all over the world. And so I am a citizen of the world, but my blood is 100% Polish, and I'm a proud Polish patriot. So I'm honored to be here. And actually, something interesting, Ilona, for you, my grandmother had a radio show in upstate New York.
Wow.
And it was very, very prestigious. And
we want mommy to call us. We will have interview with her.
This is my babcia. So
Mama. Yeah. Okay, mama, sorry.
And she
passed away.
It was called Echoes of Poland. Oh. And she had it with her best friend. His name was Louis Bienkowski.
Okay.
And they used to play Polish records, and they were very active in the Polish community, you know. So it's a nice connection today.
That's beautiful.
It's a nice reason for me to be here.
Grandma, what was
her
name again?
Her name was Maria Kowalska, but her name was Werla before she was married.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I want to tell you about my grandma was Maria too. Okay. And I think the Marias are the best grandmas ever. honestly, she is the... I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just go ahead with your story about
Marias.
No,
we have nice spirits flying above us. And we are a day tomorrow. We have 16th Polish Film Festival, Los Angeles, opening night, a gala, beautiful day. And after this day, we'll be having lots of great movies. Like I say, 64 of them.
Next day on Wednesday, October 14, you will see... Pavel short film Shadows together with the future film Close-Ups by Magdalena Piekosz, and Pavel will be there for Q&A too.
So that film I could talk about briefly. It's probably the shortest film at the festival. It's 5 minutes, and it's with Carolina Vidra, or Wydra she's known in America, and she's a pretty well-known actress here. She's done she was in a TV show called House, maybe you've seen, or True Blood on HBO.
Definitely.
And she's also similar to me, very proud of her Polish roots, but she's been here since she was 10 years old. So she's she's looking to kind of get back in touch with Polonia in LA, and is interested in doing films in Poland. So again, thank you to Vladek for inviting the film and us there.
It's really, really great.
It's a great way to bring people together.
And then again, if I can say, Paul, your movie will be short. Will be again when?
Wednesday, October 14th at the Lemley Noho 7 at 7 o'clock.
It's a black and white art house film with a supernatural twist. So
gosh, horror.
I can't say anymore because it's so short that if I say anything, no one will come because I'll explain the whole movie.
Again, we have little time, and we'll be talking more, and we'll repeat certain things on a video channel on our on a live show on a camera. We need to. Yes?
In connection with what Paweł said about his grandmother, we will have on Sunday, October 18, a documentary called Once My Mother. It's made by Sofia Turkiewicz. She's from Australia. And her mother went to Siberia, to Africa, when she met an Italian soldier, when the Sofia was... Mm-hmm.
Was it part of the Anders Army? Anders Army?
Probably, but it was the moment when they could go out. And so if anybody is interested in those stories, and you can come see probably too, this is very interesting relation between mother and daughter, which are rebuilding the relation. Because when she came to Australia, she brought the daughter, and there was no father. And for her, being just single mother and going to work, so she gave her to the orphanage. And then... so the daughter Sofia was kind of upset that, but after that the mother explained why and they kind of reconnected. So it's very interesting.
Oh, that's beautiful. Then hopefully it's a good ending.
Yeah, of course.
Just I am so always scared if movies have bad endings. I'm so sorry. Okay, then maybe a little break, a music break, anticipation. That's one of my songs. I will play a little bit, and then we'll come back to talk a little bit more about the journey, the lives, the creativity of our guests, because trust me, people, they have a lot of things going on in their lives. Anticipation. We'll be right back. Okay, that's our old souls. Always we will be singing about something sad. But I didn't forget about Alex, because we have two little pieces of your music that we need to play. And we need to come back to it, and we need to know also how they are related to the rest of the movie.
Yes, so I decided to go for two tunes that are also from the same characters, because I thought you would understand the consistency of arrangement more if I did that. So the two tunes that I've got, these are catharsis themes, so they are in the film, they're towards the end, basically towards the end of each story, because the stories are one after another, a bit like coffee and cigarettes. In the same way, you know. And yeah, I think we should just listen to them first, and
okay,
and then
let's do
I
that
and talk about them.
Maya, catharsis. Short, okay. And then we have transition to the second from Renata perspective, from Renata's feeling.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, then let's do that. But you tell me that Renata's got longer point of view and length.
Yeah.
I know, okay, let's do that. Very, very cool. Very cool. If you, okay, then when you try to explain us one more time, you said that all the four pieces are like characterizing the mood inside of these two ladies. Yes,
that's right. Yeah. So that's obviously it's kind of, you know, you get two main types of film music: the film music that is within the scene, and then the film music that you get to describe the emotions of the character. So
you're lucky. Yeah. You know, people don't understand how much power we have, musicians and directors. We're really a creative part of everything what we do, and you, Vladek, too, because you are choosing what movies we'll be seeing.
Vladek,
you know,
is the most powerful.
He's the
master of the universe.
You are, but we have a power.
We talk about, you know, you as a woman here and us, but again, Warsaw by Night, it's a story about women, but the woman cannot go exist without men. So
no,
there is always the second part. But beside that, during our festival, we have 16 films with women directors.
Wow, woman power.
So there's something there, you know, that's...
Girls, come on, we can do it. Whoever is listening to us, and obviously we need guys very, very much so, but it's really, really good news. That's really good. You need to make point of it. I'm sure you will.
This is what I'm making.
You know, that's, yes, thank you so much, and I feel really good about that. Thank you, thank you. Okay, Alex, when it comes to your education, a tiny little bit, could you tell us a little bit your life story?
Okay. Yes, so I moved to England just before I, well, when I was 18, essentially. But I was visiting England very regularly since I was about 9. And then I went on to study at composition at Brighton. It's now called British and Irish Modern Music Institute. It specializes in popular music. So
yeah, then we know this is the lighter side of you. And
yes.
When are you leaving?
Thursday afternoon.
Thursday after, okay. After this Monday, already here. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. But you can call in, you know, because I would love to play some of your, you know, the more pop, more electronica, whatever.
Absolutely. I can send you some tracks.
I would love that. And you can call us to radio. It will be middle of the night for you. Wake up and we'll be here. We'll be playing because, you know, it's so much of us in us than all of you guys. And I just want you to sing. Of course, we have, you know, just lots of things. It's not only that, okay, Lone Europa is a host. No, I am so many things. And honestly, I'm just starting my really cool job. And I'll be teaching international students in Santa Monica how to sing and perform better. Then I got pretty good contract from LA Performance Conservatorium, again in Santa Monica. Everybody who has an accent, you just call me. I will hook you up with the great school. And they teach acting. They teach and they give you visa. You can work after when you finish the school. And I think, Władek, I need to contact you with the director of this place because it's 100% international actors coming to this place. And for 2 years, they are studying, you know, everything what the school offers. And now I'll be part of the school. I'm just so proud of myself. And anyway, then... Okay, let's move to singing. Who wants to sing a little bit? We all are an artist. I don't want to say Marek, because Marek always loves to sing. And when we have the live show, he likes to sing and harmonizing with every live performance that we have on our show. Okay, are we singing something?
But I thought this... conversation was about movies.
Yes.
Right, but
yes.
Now we're switching the sound.
But
now,
always music is a part of the movie.
You know, you cannot be separating yourself from being a musician also and singer in a way. You love music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how important is this in your life? We'll call back. Yes?
I am not a musician, but I love to listen and to sing, you know, mostly by myself. In my little...
In the shower?
Maybe not the shower, but shower has very good acoustics. That's
the whole point.
You sound better.
Right.
Nobody complains.
No.
Yeah, so...
But you have beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Wojteczku. That's a cute way of saying Wojciech.
Put you on the spot right
Yeah,
there.
A tiny little bit, 20 seconds of your voice. And that was pretty nice love song.
See,
you know, just come on, people.
Maybe I can
Alex,
with something else.
Would you like to sing a little bit too for us? A little bit tiny?
Maybe next time.
Okay, cool.
Well, maybe
but
on
Wojciech,
the camera next door.
Marek, I'm not giving you right to sing right now.
That's
because
right.
Okay, Wojteczku. Wojtek.
Whether I'm wrong or whether I'm right, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am?
I gotta be me.
I had to sing.
No, that's beautiful, but that's, you know what I loved it, that you chose this tune, and it's like a statement also, that you know who you are and you don't question. I just love this. Okay.
But when I'm confused, I sing it to myself.
talking about singing, you know that the H.B. Barham Live Choir is always singing.
Oh my gosh, you talked to us, and we have wonderful singing.
And Wojtek said that he won't join the choir, so it's...
If I qualify first.
I think you got to this audition. We'll let you sing. Okay,
you passed the audition already.
That's true. Will you be singing something for us too?
No.
Why?
Because I don't have a guitar. If I had a guitar, I would. But I'm like I feel like a man without an arm singing without a guitar.
You are right, Paul.
I played music in my 20s in London. Like Alex, right? You played.
Yeah, that's right. I used to be in a rock band.
That's right.
We have musicians in a place, and I didn't bring guitar with us. That's crazy. I'm so sorry, Paul.
That's okay.
I know.
Next
are you
time.
Okay? You'll be not. You don't need to sing right now. But like I say, tell us a little bit about this tiny journey that is a musician.
So I went to, as I told you earlier, I traveled quite a lot in my youth, but I ended up going to college on the East Coast in America, at Brown University, and I studied English Lit and Language. But it's a very liberal curriculum, so I did a lot of music and acting and directing. And then I went back to London and played music in a band and acted on the stage, wrote a lot, taught a bit of English as well to keep myself alive and to eat. And then I came out here for the American Film Institute, which is where I'm just finishing now. I've been there 2.5 years, and I've just completed my thesis film, which is half in Polish. Surprise, surprise. Wow. And it stars Alicja Bachleda and Krzysztof Konrad, who just recently was on House of Cards. So two fine actors.
You're lucky.
With a script that I wrote. Well, it was a lot of work as well as luck. But hopefully next year, I don't know, I'll submit it. And if the master of the universe, Vladek, likes it, maybe I'll be here next year.
We will be here.
You play the cards right, you know.
Yeah.
We will be here. And, you know, if you can send me some MP3, because we all are musicians. I think music who is not heard, it just slips under the pillows, well, and that's not right.
Ilona, I think you'll like it because I drew a lot of influence from Gurala music.
Yeah.
That sounds weird, but it was
and
like...
it's so Polish, you know, that's absolutely. Mountain people in Poland. They have amazing rhythmical and unusual
but in
sounds.
An atypical way. It was sort of like Nirvana meets the Beatles meets Gurala.
Oh, now, and
so
we
it was
can
a lot of...
not stupid.
Oh, there you go.
I should have told you about that because you could have put the limiter on. I think I broke your microphone.
No, you didn't. I love loud
but
music.
I love mountain music.
Yeah,
love
you will
it.
Be the contemporary Szymanowski. Yeah?
That, yeah, absolutely.
Now we really need to hear this one. There's a mixture of Nirvana with Polish mountain, you know, folkloristic.
That's in my past,
Ilona.
That's in my past.
Past is the future. You know how this is. Okay, I love you people. We are all very, very talented. I think so. And I think we need to move in 10 minutes. We are starting our live show on camera, video channel, LA Talk Radio. Only few shows are taped live, and we are one of them, and we are doing okay. But I think everybody will love to see these gorgeous gentlemen and the big talent that we have here in the studio and will be having forever, because our show is on iTunes, on the Stitchers, on LA Talk Radio forever. And we can download these shows. We can listen live anytime when we want. Please, everybody goes to the links on LA Talk Radio. Scroll down, all accents on. You push the button. We are there forever. And I will be posting links. And, of course, the TV show will be posted probably tomorrow for everybody to see and enjoy it. Love you, people. Thank you so much.
Thank
tomorrow
you.
We'll be eating Polish pierogi and we'll be looking amazingly great.
Mama
we'll
Bui.
Be keeping fingers crossed for no rain and for Władek Juszkiewicz to not go crazy with everything what's going on in the next 2.5 weeks. But we love you again. We have a director of Polish Film Festival 16th year, Polish Film Festival LA. Władek Juszkiewicz is here with us and he brought all these great, great guests. And LA Talk Radio and Axenor is a part of sponsorship and we forever will be opening doors for talent like that. Thank you so much. And here, everybody will be listening to us hopefully next Monday too. Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa right here on LA Talk Radio.